The disagreements between the Nobel laureate economist Darren Acemoglu and his opponents are consequential, and so are the opponents. But rather than engage in good faith with Acemoglu's arguments, the venerable British news magazine recently stooped to bibulous calumny by unnamed critics of his work. TELAVIV, by publishing a recent article smearing the Nobel laureate economist Darren Acemoglu, the economist has demonstrated bad judgment, overweening arrogance, and bad faith. The magazine engages with Acemoglu's academic work disingenuously, quoting the snarky comments of unnamed economists interviewed over drinks to support its argument that his influential research makes sweeping, unfounded claims. Acemoglu's research linking institutions to long-run prosperity, the work that the Nobel Committee honored 2 years ago, supposedly is little better than glib. And Acemoglu's pessimism about AI and his preference for steering technological change through public policy rest on dubious assumptions and underestimate AI's potential economic benefits. https://prozen.org/fsb6jf2. Register an account to continue reading with a $1 trial. TELAVIV, by publishing a recent article smearing the Nobel laureate economist Darren Acemoglu, the economist has demonstrated bad judgment, overweening arrogance, and bad faith. The magazine engages with Acemoglu's academic work disingenuously, quoting the snarky comments of unnamed economists interviewed over drinks to support its argument that his influential research makes sweeping, unfounded claims. Acemoglu's research linking institutions to long-run prosperity, the work that the Nobel Committee honored 2 years ago, supposedly is little better than glib. And Acemoglu's pessimism about AI and his preference for steering technological change through public policy rest on dubious assumptions and underestimate AI's potential economic benefits.